We're here at the International Poultry Expo, the International Feed Expo at the Novus booth. With me is Marco. And Marco, I'd like you to introduce yourself and pronounce your last name for me.
Yeah, hi, how are you? My name is Marco Quiroz. I am the poultry veterinarian working for Novus. And I've been in Novus already 6 years.
Okay, well, we're going to talk a little bit about gut health and what this means for poultry producers. And why don't you tell us first, what does gut health mean and what does it mean for a poultry producer?
Well, let me begin by saying that gut health is more important than just performance. A lot of people talk about gut health because of the performance. But from the veterinarian standpoint, in a production environment, if you fail in gut health, then you can fail in different other aspects, such as food safety, animal welfare, of course, performance, and potentially you can create some impact in environment. So that is the reason gut health is so much important for us.
And all those things that you're talking about, food safety, animal welfare, this is the big, your theme here is game changing. And I think really those two issues, food safety and animal welfare, have really changed the game in livestock in general and poultry production as well.
Right. You're exactly right. And so what we do basically as a veterinarians, we try to do preventive medicine in poultry. And we work with best management practices in the operations. So we have very well-established programs, very well-designed and uniform programs where you can actually have a very good description. And then you have how can you monitor that program in different aspects. Again, it's important for us, like a food safety, animal welfare, performance, biosecurity, and all those aspects. So if we don't work in all those programs, then anyone can have a negative impact in gut health.
Well, what should a producer look for then as far as gut health is concerned in his birds?
Right. Well, in the gut health, for example, we have something that we call flock physicals. It's like when you go to the doctor and they perform a physical, annual physical or something, and they check several things in your health. It's something similar what we do in poultry. So we keep monitoring the health status of the birds. And by doing that, we check all the respiratory system, digestive system, and skin, and everything we checked. And one of the important things is that we analyze what is the status of the intestine, and in general, all the gastrointestinal tract, beginning with the beak and in the tongue. We can look for some indicators that or signs that can tell you there is something wrong with the digestive system. So based on what we see in the flock physical, then we start taking some actions. But it's very important, it's like a quality control of the health, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So basically, we monitor the health status of the birds every month, and we check all ages in production, and all the way from the beginning, from the day one, all the way to market. So we make sure that all the birds are healthy, and of course, one of the parameters that we look for is in the digestive tract. So that's how we define, okay, they have a good gut health or it's not.
So this is really an overall program then?
Yeah, this basically is part of a program. It's part of our preventive medicine program. And there are different opportunities. In order to accomplish our goal to maintain good gut health or good gastrointestinal health, so we look at the birds from the very beginning before they hatch. We look at the parents, we look at the breeders, and we basically see how is the environment where the parents are living, where are the conditions of that environment, and then we follow in the hatchery. In the hatchery is so important to begin with a good sanitation, for example, give them the proper conditions, not causing too much stress, for example, and then we follow in the farm, how do they receive the birds in the farm, what are the conditions of the environment, what is the water quality, what kind of feed they are getting, and the quality of the feed. So we kind of follow different steps on gut health, such as, for example, after the hatchery, we look at the house in the environment that the chickens are going to live. We look at the environment, we look at what is the type of flora, the microflora that is in the house. We talk a lot of the microflora because it's a very important component in the balance of the digestive system. So we look at that, and again, the water is so important. It's the main nutrient. We all sometimes forget about it, but the water management is what they are drinking every day, and anything that can come on the water can damage, can compromise gut health.
Well, obviously there's a variety of aspects, and you're looking at a bunch of different things, but what are some of the specific products that Novus offers that fall in line with good gut health for poultry?
Right. Well, one of the components in maintaining good gut health is coccidiosis control, for example. Coccidiosis is a disease that affects the digestive system, and is caused by amarias, by coccidias. So, one of the tools that we offer the poultry industry is the control of coccidiosis by using a vaccine. We use the immunological type of control, and the product is called Advent. But it's not only a matter of using a vaccine or not. It is a program. It has to be supported with a good nutrition, because if the nutrition support is not there, usually the products they probably don't perform properly. So it's a whole aspect, nutrition and immunization. And then we have different other things, different other tools to, for example, to modulate the microflora. And we modulate the environment where the microflora is living, so we can have, for example, organic acids to help the good microflora to establish itself and to compete with other pathogens that we don't want them to grow, like such Salmonella or Campylobacter or something like that. So and then we have other, like for example, prebiotics, right? Like we use moss, for example, to support that microflora, to maintain a good balanced microflora. And later on, we can use of nutrients and enzymes, for example, that helps to absorb the nutrients and so on. So there are several tools, and depends on where or in the program we're talking. But so there are different things that we can use.
All right, thank you very much, Marco, here at the Novus International booth at the International Poultry Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.